This is Patu. I'm at Southeast Linux Fest, and I'm standing here talking to McKinsey, I think is what you are called. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. And so you are an Ubuntu hacker or bug tracker, or what are you?
Mostly triager, although sometimes okay. Trying to fix the bugs, too. Lately it's been more fixing.
Okay. So you do hack on code a little bit. Cool. How important is the bug reporting and tracking and triaging process, do you think?
Well, I'd say the only way the developers are going to know something's broken is if you report it. If you want to know what you need the most help in, what needs the most love,
yeah.
I'd say that'd be things like getting bugs upstream, because, everybody who uses Ubuntu or Kubuntu or Zubuntu, they dump all their bugs on Launchpad, and then we go, wait a second, these all are bugs that are actually in upstream, they're not packaging bugs. Mm-hmm. And so then we have to go through and report them to the upstream bug trackers to make sure upstream knows about them too.
Right.
Because we don't want to carry too many Ubuntu-specific patches. We want upstream. We want it to work for everybody.
Right.
Other than that, you've got the triagers, who are people who are, you want to have people triaging so they can go through and say, okay, now this is one that is upstream.
Mm-hmm.
Or figure out what's broken, like, my sound doesn't work. Well, okay, is that Pulse Audio? Is that your driver? Is that flash? What's broken in there?
Right.
Find the source bug.
Okay. So who would you personally, I guess, expect to, report a bug? I mean, do you think this is something that everyone can do? Average user, does your mom report bugs?
My mom does not report bugs.
Does she use
Linux?
My
mom has never actually, my mom does use Linux, yeah.
Oh, okay.
There's only one time my mom has ever mentioned a bug to me, and it was one that had already been reported. It was just something that was because I had done a very manual upgrade from one version to another.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't realize some software had dropped support, and so it was having a problem. And
right.
That's the only one she's ever mentioned to me, so
yeah.
She doesn't report bugs. But I think, most technically competent users report
uh-huh.
bugs. I think if somebody's, like my mom, afraid to right-click,
right.
probably not so much.
Right.
But if you can... If you're fine with using the applications and looking in the help menu and things like that, I think then you're going to be fine with reporting a bug. And, you don't have to know exactly what's broken. You don't have to even know what package it is. Just we recommend running the command Ubuntu bug, or if the applications go to help report a problem.
Oh, okay.
And that'll automatically fill in, like, this is what the bug is.
Nice.
This is what system you're running. So you don't have to have people going through and saying, okay, now, was this in Jaunty or Hardy
right.
any of those kind of questions. And then, hopefully, triagers, when we have enough of them, will come by and ask, okay, so when this crashed, what were you doing? Like, did you click on this button?
Mm-hmm.
And those sort of questions to try
yeah.
to figure it out. But you don't have to already know the problem yourself.
You might have already answered this, but... So as a triager, is it important to this is the version of, I don't know, let's say Amarok crashed.
Mm-hmm.
This is the version of Amarok. This is the version of GCC that's on my system. I compiled it from source or I did not, how much detail do you guys need to know?
So usually for bugs, if it's not from a Ubuntu package,
mm-hmm.
then, and you report a bug, it's not, the bug is going to be closed because... we want to know what's wrong with our package,
right?
Not what you found that you grabbed some source tarball and you hacked it up, and then now it's crashing.
Right.
You took it and hacked it up. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. You voided your warranty.
Exactly.
Except that there is no warranty. But yeah.
Right.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So so it's just the version of the application,
mm-hmm.
basically.
Yeah.
And like you say.
If you can tell us what version it says in the help menu, from that we can usually derive which version of Ubuntu you're using. But like I said, if you use the help report a bug thing,
okay. uh-huh.
or if you, on the command line, run Ubuntu-bug
uh-huh.
and put the name of the package that it happened in, or coming in the next Ubuntu release, we can have system-based bug reporting, so
nice.
You can say, you can tell it what's wrong, and it'll troubleshoot with you.
That's
it'll ask
nice.
You, okay, now is it working? Okay,
uh-huh.
now if and it'll change some setting and say, okay, how about now?
Yeah,
and
wow.
so it figures it out,
wow.
and then reports the bug with all those debugging that's already done.
That's nice. That's
mm-hmm.
very nice. And that's actually a good tip, actually. So to find the version of an application that you're running, if you don't know, you can go to the help menu, typically. Is that right? In Linux,
yeah.
you go to the
help
menu
about.
And then it tells you the version. Cool. So what happens in the life of a bug? I mean, just if I'm a user, something went wrong, all I know is I reported it. Am I supposed to, like, handhold it and follow it through its little life cycle? Or what? Oh, really? Okay.
If you reported a bug, you're going to be expected to answer questions that the triager asks. So there's one thing to note is that the bug probably won't be fixed in the version you're running unless it's a critical bug.
Okay.
They will be fixed in whatever the new development version is. And so then it'll be, okay, well, you had this bug in this in 804, but in 904 we fixed it. And so if you just go to 904, you'll have that fixed and have a whole slew of other bugs fixed.
Right, right.
And
so if I report a bug, I'm going to do one of two things afterwards. I'm going to either find a workaround.
Right.
Or maybe by some chance the bug triager is going to say, actually, that's not a bug, you just clicked add instead of remove, you know, user
right.
error or whatever.
I've had a bug that was reported, and I looked at it, and I went, hang on, but the man page says it's supposed to do that.
Right, okay.
You the man page wrong.
Not a bug, it's a feature.
Exactly.
Okay, cool. Wow, so...
But, you know, most of the time it will be a bug, and there will be people going through and will say, okay, so when it crashed, what were you doing? Like, okay, if OpenOffice crashed, like, what was the file that made it crash?
Mm-hmm.
And they'll ask you to provide those sort of things so they can try to reproduce it. And
right.
Once a triager can reproduce it, then you can usually drop off the base of the earth and it doesn't matter.
Right, because now
but
they've got, like...
now we know how to... Now we can keep testing it until
keep
it
breaking
fixed.
It until it doesn't break anymore.
But until we've got a reproducible test case, we're kind of stuck like, okay, so they somehow made a shaky crash, and we don't know what they did, and how do we fix it if we don't know what happened?
Well, what if... I mean, okay, so if something's... you know, OpenOffice crashes, and I report it, is there a way for me, I mean, maybe 10 other people have had the same crash, is there a way for me to make sure I'm not reporting something, or is it good that I'm reporting something that someone else crashed?
When something crashes, this program called a port will pop up and say, okay, sorry, during the development version, a port
mm-hmm.
will pop up and,
okay.
and ask you to report it.
Mm-hmm.
During stable releases that is disabled by default, you can re-enable it if you'd like.
Okay.
But hopefully most of the crashes get caught during unstable.
Right, right.
But what a port will do is it'll upload the backtrace and everything like that,
mm-hmm.
and then on Launchpad, and create a bug, Launchpad will then has a retrace service. And so it'll take all of the crash reports that are uploaded, and it'll go through, and it'll, you know, get all the debugging symbols and run through it again. And then if it finds other bugs that were, you know,
with
like these 50 bugs,
or something? Okay.
were all reported with the same backtrace, it'll duplicate
okay.
them together and say, okay, so this, all you 50 people, this is one bug.
That's great. Very nice. And now, is that something that the user is doing consciously, or that's really sort of built into Launchpad or whatever? Okay, cool. So how did you become a bug triage? I mean, what kind of training does one need for that? Where does one start for that?
There's a bunch of wiki pages, wiki.ubuntu.com, /bugs/bugsquad, I'm not sure.
Bugsquad, I think.
Bugsquad's the group, so
do
a search in the Ubuntu wiki, and there's a lot of information on how to triage. There's two groups, actually. One's Bug Squad, one's Bug Control. Bug Squad is wide open. Bug Control is after you've demonstrated in Bug Squad that you know how to triage, and you send like a little application email to Bug Control and you say, hey, look, I've read all the documentation. I know what to look for in a crash report, because when you get Bug Control access, you can look at a crash report and move it from being private to public. So you have to look through and make sure there's nobody's password accidentally like in there.
Right, yeah.
And you know, different things like that, and you say, well, here's 5 bugs that I've triaged. And by the way, I would set this one to medium level, this one's critical, this one's a wish list. And when you demonstrate that you understand how the whole triage process works, you can become a bug control member. And then you're able to set like the importance level on them.
Wow, cool.
And do the private bugs.
Okay. I don't know, I think that's about all I can think about to ask about bugs and bug reporting. So thanks a lot for talking to me, Mackenzie from Ubuntu, I guess. Cool, thanks.
Thank you for listening to Hack Republic Radio. HPR is sponsored by Caro.net, so head on over to caro.net for all your hosting needs.